சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 18 வெர்ஸ் 14. நததஸ்தி ப்ருதிவ்யாம் வாம் திவி தேவேஷு வா புனஹ சத்வம் ப்ரக்ருதி ஜைர் முக்தம் Having talked about five topics based on three gunas, like sukham, trividha sukham, trividham buddhi, trividha buddhihi, and three types of kartas, three types of karma, all these topics, now Lord Krishna comment finally one word, that is, nothing is free from these three gunas in this universe. From heaven to lower lokas, whatever is there in this Brahmanda, in this creation, all of them are made out of three gunas. Tat na asti, that which is free from three gunas, tribhir gunamayaihi bhavaihi. Nothing is there in this universe, tribhir gunaihi, yat yebhihi prakriti jair muktam. Muktam means freedom, free from prakriti. Free from prakriti means three gunas. Prakriti is nothing but sattva, rajas, tamo, guna. Put together prakriti. So, these three gunas born out of prakriti means prakriti alone manifest as three gunas. Every one of us has got sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. Has got in the sense it is not sitting somewhere in your body. Your whole personality, physical body, mental body, pranic body, intellectual body, all of them are made out of three gunas. That is why three gunas are separate. My body is separate, my mind is separate. We should not see like that. Whenever I say this body-mind complex means it is nothing but different form of three gunas. How they are manifesting in this body-mind complex, in 14th chapter we saw in elaborate manner. 17th chapter also we saw that same topic. Therefore, trayam trigunatmikam, pancha gunas, and three gunas are the pancha koshas, nothing else. We have to remember that. According to that gunas, only the behavior of that person is there, we have to understand. All inert objects predominantly tamasic in nature. Certain animals, species are highly rajasic. You see a fish, small fish, how active it is, how fast it moves in the waters. That is called rajasic nature. Some of them are basically rajasic. Even though all the three gunas are intertwined, one is most dominant guna. In this desk also there is sattva guna, rajo guna, but tamo guna is predominant. Similarly, some species, even though three gunas are there, they are highly rajasic. Some animals are so drowsy all the time, like python. Python, even though it has got three gunas, what guna is predominant? Tamo guna is predominant. Dog, if you see, it is always active. That is, rajasic nature is predominant. Some animals are little bit sattvic also, like a cow. So sattvic, so soft. Their nature is soft nature. Let us come to human beings. Human beings, we are also made out of three gunas. All the three gunas, which guna should be supposed to be dominant in us? Unlike python, unlike dog, we are supposed to be predominantly sattvic. It is good. If you are not having sattvic predominantly, also okay, but it is not good. Always rajasic, rajasic, rajasic. To be active, you have to be rajasic, but not always to be rajasic. Especially when you want to achieve the higher goal in your life, knowledge is important. Human being needs what? Animal doesn't require any education. They need not go to school or college. They need not study. They need not work. But we, the human beings, are supposed to live in a better way, better life. For that better living, better earning, for better earning, better knowledge. Better knowledge is possible only in which guna it is possible. Sattva sanjayate jnanam. Even worldly knowledge also, because of sattva guna only, it comes. That's why children also, you see, school children, college goers, they all have their different ranks in the college or schools. A child who is more tamasic, drowsy, lazy, that child can never get rank. The child, you see, too hyperactive, restless child also cannot do best performance in studies. A child who is sattvic, predominantly calm and quiet, relaxed, that child does good in exams. Best performance. That is possible. Why? Because of sattva guna. In tamo guna, mind is drowsy, no knowledge is possible. In rajo guna, mind is restless, there is mind is preoccupied, no knowledge is possible. To live a better life, to lead a better life, what type of guna is required? Sattva guna. Therefore, our children also must be predominantly sattvic. By nature, they have rajoguna, tamoguna, but that when it comes to education, knowledge, we must be sattvic. Now we are students of spirituality. Spiritual knowledge we want to get. Spiritual education we are trying to imbibe. So what guna we have to be predominantly encouraged guna is sattva guna. Therefore, Arjuna, everything in this world is made out of three gunas. Understand, but you be with sattva guna. Be sattva guna, sattvic person. It is good, always. Sattvic sukham is good, sattvic buddhi is good, and sattvic karta is good. Be a sattvic karta. Do sattvic karma. So all sattvic, sattvic, sattvic. For that we have to work for. Even though our swabhava, our nature by birth may be drowsy, rajasic, hyperactive, by different practices, japa, dhyanam, yoga, by all these abhyasa, we can convert ourselves into sattvic by abhyasa. Otherwise, our gunas will continue as they are. But I cannot become a responsible person in the society and to my life, to convert my life into meaningful, purposeful. I have to be sattvic. For that, I have to work. Eat sattvic food. Do sattvic tapas. Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga. Have a sattvic Shraddha. All sattvic, sattvic. That is the 17th chapter I consider very, very important chapter. Each and every sloka you have to analyze and apply into your life. Then you see the shanti, the peace, the tranquility, the calmness in your life you enjoy. Without that, we can never enjoy peace in our life. To have a peace of mind, you must be sattvic. To be sattvic, Lord Krishna said in 17th chapter, what are all areas I have to be sattvic? Your Shraddha also must be sattvic. That's why never forget the 17th chapter. Very, very important. Go and revise again and again and again. Up to here we saw in the last class. Even devatas are also not free from three gunas, Lord Krishna says. Including devatas, they are also having three gunas. 41. Now Lord Krishna entering into a new topic from 41 to 49, Karma Yoga Revision.
Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Shudranam cha parantapa Karmani pravibhaktani Swabhava prabhavair gunaihi.
Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashaha. And fourth chapter we saw. Fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. That subject matter Lord Krishna revising here, summarizing here. Hey Arjuna, in this entire universe, all people are categorized or classified into four groups. All the four are nothing but swabhava, based on swabhava. The classification of entire humanity is based on swabhava. Swabhava means character or nature. What are those four swabhavas or nature? Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Shudranam. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vishya means Vaishya, Shudra means Shudra. Based on their karmas, karmani pravibhaktani, swabhava prabhavaihi gunaihi. Very, very important shloka, very, very important to understand and to apply in our life also. The study is a very, very interesting study. Millions and millions of people, all human beings only we are taking. Even though all species are made out of three gunas, especially here, human species, the entire humanity divided into four groups based on their swabhava and their karma. Every person choose the karma according to their swabhava. According to their swabhava, they are designated with a name called either Brahmana or Kshatriya or Shudra. Let us see, Brahmanas are those people, their swabhava which is made out of Prakriti, manufactured by Prakriti, Prakriti factory. There it is manufactured. Swabhava prabhavaihi. Prabhavam means born of. Born out of. Swabhavam. Here swabhavam means prakriti, guna, natural talent. Natural talent of every human being is called swabhava. In the form of samskara, in the form of purva janma vasana. Swabhava means we can translate it as purva janma samskara, purva janma vasana. based on that, swabhava prabhavaihi, based on those vasanas, their karmani pravibhaktani, their actions or duties are allotted. Their duties are allotted or their actions are allotted. What are those actions? Let us see. Knowledge, that is called jnanam. Knowledge generators, knowledge promoters, knowledge preservators. Those who are interested in knowledge, in getting knowledge, that means studies. Those who are interested in propagating that knowledge, teaching. And those who are interested in preserving that teaching, by propagating, by teaching to others, they preserve it. When can I propagate? When I study, only I can propagate. When can I preserve? When I propagate, only I can preserve. A person who loves to learn science, a subject, any subject knowledge. I want to get this knowledge. I want to teach this knowledge to others. I want to preserve this knowledge. That inclination, that vasana, that samskara, whoever is having on this earth, he is called Brahmana. Knowledge takes place where? In the right hand or left hand or right leg or left leg or head? In the head only, buddhi. In the head only it takes. Therefore, it is the Brahmanas are like head of the society. For body, what is most important? Head is most important. All are important, but head is most important. Brain is most important. That's why Bhagavan kept that brain in the skull. Big skull. Strong material, made out of strong material. You have to break it with an hammer. In that only Bhagavan kept safely the brain. Where is that brain in your body? In the head only. So knowledge takes place only in the brain, in the buddhi, okay? So head of the family, head of the society, and chollavan liya. So in the whole body ki, head is very important. Similarly, Brahmanas are those people who loves to learn and teach and propagate and preserve. They are all called knowledge workers, knowledge workers. Brahmanas, based on their swabhava, because they are sattvic, because of sattvaguna, they love to learn, they love to teach, they love to preserve that teaching. Any knowledge, aparavidya, paravidya also. So knowledge workers. In religion, we call it as Saraswati, Saraswati workers. Anartha. Saraswati represents what? Knowledge. Saraswati represents knowledge. So Brahmanas represents knowledge. Who are Brahmanas now? Whose swabhava is basically sattvic, because of which sattvic nature they love to learn and propagate and preserve. Knowledge generators, knowledge propagators, knowledge preservators. Clear? Now come to the next. Wealth. Lakshmi Devi. Wealth is also required. Lakshmi preservators. Lakshmi means earning money, preserving that money and propagating the wealth. Vaishyas are those people who are all having Rajoguna backed by Tamoguna, then Sattvaguna. RTS. So those Brahmanas are SRT. Sattvaguna predominant, Rajoguna at second stage, Tamoguna is at lower stage. So Vaishyas are those people who does business and they are all wealth promoters. Wealth promoters, we call them as Lakshminar. Lakshminar, working for wealth. Wealth is also important. You can get knowledge without book. You have to buy a book. to buy a book you want money, wealth. So Saraswati and Lakshmi both are interdependent, interconnected. Lakshmi is also required to get knowledge. Without Lakshmi we cannot get Saraswati. To buy a book or to go and study in a college or somewhere, I have to travel, I need money. So Lakshmi is also required. They are called Vaishyas. They perform this business and industries, lot of things they do, and they are the preservators of the wealth in the society. And they give that wealth to the Brahmanas also to get knowledge and to propagate the knowledge, to preserve the knowledge. They have to provide the money. Then Kshatriyas are those people, we can call them as Parvati, Shakti, strength. We need some administration, governance. Those people who are interested in, according to their swabhava, they love to rule, they want to enter into politics, administration, governance, law and order, they love. Their swabhava is like that. So, according to their swabhava, these kshatriyas love, those who love to enter into politics, who are enter into law and order, this government, anywhere, rules and regulations, that administration, that inclination is there, that swabhava people called kshatriyas. Krishna has named them as kshatriyas. Who are then? R.S.T. Rajoguna is predominant. Second level sattvaguna will be there. Third level tamoguna will be there for them. R.S.T. Vaishyas are R.T.S. So Kshatriyas comes under Parvati. Brahmanas comes under Saraswati group. Vaishyas comes under Lakshmi group. And Kshatriyas comes under Parvati group. Strength is required. Power is required. So to get knowledge, to earn money, wealth and all, the society must be hale and healthy. There should be law and order. The government, the rules, regulations, administration must be safe. Otherwise, person cannot get knowledge. Person cannot earn money. So who is important? Tell me now. Kshatriya is important, Brahmana is important, or Vaishya is important. Three of them are important. Who is great? Saraswati is great, Parvati is great, or Lakshmi is great? And three of them are equal, great. Therefore, there is no any superiority, inferiority here. According to their swabhava, they choose the profession. According to their profession, they function. That's what Lord Krishna said. Karmani swabhava prabhavaihi gunaihi pravibhaktani. Karmani, profession, occupation, any job, any employment, inclination, love for that job, that work. I want to do, I want to function in that field. Yesterday, one lady was telling her friend is interested her son to study engineering. That boy was so poor in mathematics. And father, mothers were so compelling that boy to study engineering. And this boy, because of parents' force, entered in engineering course. And took the max subject that father decides what subject son has to take. Then there is no choice for that son. He took that mathematics. He is very poor in that mathematics. He could not appear the exams. He could not finish the papers, and more arrears are there. And he is studying in another somewhere far away from parents, and parents are sending money. And without completing the degree, he came out of the college. Parents do not know that. They thought this son has completed engineering. But he don't want to say, I have not completed. He is afraid of his father. And he joined in a company by saying, anyhow, I am going to complete my arrears slowly. Before that they are asking my certificates, I can complete my exam, then I can continue the job, he thought. But he has not completed the arrears and papers, he has not completed, and the job that office people are asking, where are your certificates? And you are working, you are telling, I am going to give, when are you going to give that paper, certificates? He is not able to produce certificates. Later parents come to know the whole thing, this boy has not completed. Nearly 15 papers he is pending. And the university said, now we can't allow him to write because date bar, you know. We can't allow him to appear to the exam. What is this? This is the father's force on the child. Many parents do like that. Children are not able to decide when they are in 10th standard, 9th standard, 12th standard. They are not able to decide. When they come to know their swabhava, they are not that much talented in that field. It is so painful to hear the news like this. Like that, Bhagavan says, people, they have to choose their profession based on their swabhava. Better. Karmani pravibhaktani. Therefore, those who are choosing the teaching profession, learning profession, learning knowledge more and more, they are all called brahmanas. Those who love to do this administration, law and order, maintenance, controlling, epome control pannindey irupavana. Adu oru nature. Inna kshatriya swabhavam. Commanding, controlling others. He is not fit for learning. He is fit for controlling. Leadership qualities. So that is kshatriya guna. So karmani pravibhaktani. Even Shudras, their swabhava is only manpower service, that is called manpower. They are all mechanically doing, ordered by the Brahmana Kshatriya Vaisya. These Shudras are those people, they are not sattvic, even rajasic, they are predominantly tamasic. Their swabhava is based on that guna. Tamoguna predominant people never love to take decisions. They cannot take decisions. Either ruling decisions or education decisions or any decision. They are not decision makers. They are only meant to serve the decision makers. That is why they are called Shudras. Who are Shudras? We are not talking caste system at all. We don't want to encourage caste system. Better to abolish caste system. Caste system is not good for the society. All people should work according to their swabhava. Money should not be the criterion for earning money. Money should not be the criterion to choose the profession. You choose your profession according to your swabhava. Then you love it, you like it. Suppose for money's sake only you work. All are vaishyas and arthampo. Enna vaishyas swabhava enna? Earn money. So you not knowing your swabhava, some people do not know their swabhava. Morning I thought of studying, more interest in studying. In library books illa papa morning. Sayankalam vere mind. Earning mind. And some other times, controlling mind. Nanaku enna swabhava enake puriyalena. If you have that problem, follow your parents, ancestral karma, whatever they are doing. That is jati karma. You can take. It is better if you are not able to choose. If you are not able to decide what is your swabhava, what you like, if you do not know, go to our jati karma. Jati karma means whatever your parents were doing from the beginning, you also do that karma. So best thing is what? Your swabhava, according to that you can. One child, you see, loves music all the time. அப்பா அம்மாவுக்கு மியூசிக்கே பிடிக்காது சப்போஸ் என்ன பண்ணுறதுன்னா, இந்த சைல்டு ஆல்வேஸ் வாசிச்சுன்னு இருப்பாள், கை இப்படி இருந்துகிட்டே இருக்கும். ஃபாதர் மதர் திங்ஸ் மை சன் ஷுட் பிகம் டாக்டர், மை சன் ஷுட் பிகம் இன்ஜினியர்னா, இவனுக்கு ஏன் எப்போவுமே ட்ரம்ஸ் வாசிக்கணும், மியூசிக்குன்னு லவர், மியூசிக் லவர். தட் இஸ் வை தெர் இஸ் எ கிளாஷ் இன் அவர் டீனேஜர்ஸ் நவே டேஸ். தே ஆர் நாட் கோயிங் அக்கார்டிங் டு தேர் ஸ்வபாவா பிகாஸ் தேர் ப்ரையாரிட்டிஸ் ஆர் ஓன்லி நவ் மணி மணி மணி. I want to earn money, I want to earn lakhs, I want to become a karodupati. They are pushing away their swabhava unknowingly. Later they never get job satisfaction, they never enjoy that money also because their swabhava is different, what they are working here is different. How they can do justice to that profession once it is not born out of swabhava? That is why go according to your inclination. Work in that field where your inclination is there. That's why love that profession. I love this profession. Go ahead. That's all. I love this profession for money sake, na? Don't go. I love this profession, but for that profession sake. Appadi enna, it is good for you also. It is good for society also. That is what Lord Krishna is going to explain. Saraswati, Lakshmi, Parvati. All the three of them, who is important? All of them are important. Without strength, can I study? I cannot study. If everything is fine, calm and quiet, that's why we are sitting here and studying. If it is not there, administration is not good, governance is not good, law and order is not there, you cannot move out of your house. Which one is important? Tell me. All are important. We never consider any profession is superior, any other profession is inferior, we never consider. That's why it is very important for us to understand this topic. Now we will read. First, Brahmana, who is Brahmana, how he should be? Brahmana Guna, Brahmana Swabhava, and Brahmana's activities, that we have to see. Then 42 is Brahmana, Brahmananam Karma, and their Swabhava should be like this. It is like this, should be, it is like this. If you have that Guna, you are a Brahmana, okay? If you don't have, you are a Kshatriya. Don't feel if you are bad if you are a Kshatriya. Do good in that Swabhava. In that Swabhava, you do good to the society. That's all.
Shamo Dhamastapa Shaucham Shantirarjava Mevacham ஞானம் விஞ்ஞானமாஸ்திக்யம் ப்ரஹ்ம கர்ம ஸ்வபாவஜம். ப்ரஹ்ம கர்ம ஸ்வபாவஜம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் குணா இஸ் ஷமஹானர், மைண்ட் கண்ட்ரோல். தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஹேவிங் the mind control, mano nigraha, they are all called brahmanas. Shamaha, this we saw in the 6th chapter 3rd verse. Shamaha. Then second one is damaha, sense control, sense control, indriya nigraha. By birth, everyone is Shudraha. Janmana jayate Shudraha. By birth, everyone is Shudraha. Shudraha means what? Unrefined, immature in artham. Then, after birth, you have to refine, you have to mature. Why some people are called Shudras? Because after physically growing also, they never mature, they never refined their personality. What to do? Their swabhava is like that. Therefore, we coin them as, we means Krishna coined them as Shudras. Whose mind is not refined, whose mind is not mature. Here Brahmanas are those people whose mind is so subtle, so mature, so refined, so much controlled, sense organs disciplined. Then tapaha, kaikani trividham tapaha, austerities, 17th chapter, 14, 15, 16 slokas. Sattvika tapas, rajasa tapas, tamasika tapas, visa. There tapaha is austerity, is one of the guna of swabhava of brahmanas. If that swabhava is there, he is called brahmana. Always ready to take tough tasks, ready to take the toughness, you know, any tough task is there, he is ready to take, never afraid of that. That is called tapaha. Shaucham, cleanliness, simple but clean. High thinking, simple living. Shaucham, cleanliness. Antashaucham, bahya shaucham. Now that is why you see the people in the society who are very clean, they look. They are called brahmanas. Suppose born in a brahmana family, not taken bath at all, so ugly, wearing ugly dress, hairstyle is so ugly to see. Nails are not nicely, orderly, maintained. These are all, suppose the person is living like that, can you call him brahmana? In a shauchame illiye. Brahmanas are those people who are very clean in their walk, speech, in their words, in their thoughts and in their actions. If they are not doing that, they are only birth brahmanas, but guna, not guna brahmanas. According to swabhava, they must have cleanliness. That is, cleanliness is one of the criterion to say he is a brahmana. Then kshantihi. Kshantihi means opposite to anger. Brahmana is supposed to be always kshantihi, patience, tolerance. At three levels again, kaika, vachika, manasika level, patience. No anger at all. At all in the sense, anger comes very, very less. Arjavam, those who are having arjavam, integrity. Integrity between their words, thoughts and actions. Alignment. Manasyekam, vachasyekam, karmaniyekam mahatmanaha. They are all called brahmanas. If this swabhava is there, that person is called brahmana. They are called brahmanas means what? Those who are having integrity in their manas, thought, word and action, they are known as, or they are classified into brahmana group. Therefore, if you listen and study this loka, nama brahmanama illaya namake sandeham varakodadu. Andha madri irakodadu behavior. Now you understand how important Bhagavad Gita. Then jnanam. Jnanam means apara vidya. Saguna Ishvara Jnanam. Study of any other sciences. Jnanam. Then Vijnanam. Paravidya Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Brahma Vidya Atma Vidya. Those are interested in studying any science. Always interested in learning. In learning always. Loves to go to library. Love to buy new books. Angida pov manas. Appana, that swabhava is sattvika swabhava. That person is called brahmana. Interested in learning, interested in teaching, interested in propagating, preserving. Therefore, we coin them as brahmanas. Okay. Very difficult for us to understand this, the depth of this caste system and varnashrama dharma. It is a need to understand this varnashrama dharma, because many people are blaming Hinduism because of this caste system. There is no caste system in our society. Not knowing, not understanding this varna vyavastha, people are just blaming our Hinduism. It is a black mark on Hinduism.
That's why we want to say abolish caste system. We want to base it on Swabhava. Swabhava is the most important criterion. Therefore, thorough study is required. அதெல்லாம் படிச்சதுக்கப்புறம் இதெல்லாம் ஒரு ட்ராமா மாதிரி போட்டு ஸ்கிட் மாதிரி போட்டு வி ஹாவ் டு எஜுகேட் த பீப்புள் வாட் இஸ் வர்ணாசிரம தர்ம இஃப் யூ எஜுகேட் பீப்புள் தெர் இஸ் நோ ப்ராப்ளம் ஆஃப் திஸ் எஸ்சி பிசி ஃபார்வேர்டு கேஸ்ட்டு பேக்வேர்டு கேஸ்ட்டு ஷெட்யூல்டு கேஸ்ட்டு என்ன இது எங்கேருந்து வருது வை பீப்புள் ஆர் ஃபைட்டிங் தலித்ஸா தலித்ஸ் இட்ஸ் நாட் கரெக்ட் அட் ஆல் All it has gone to climax now. What gone to climax? Confusion. Confusion has gone to climax. It is destroying the people. It's not good. Therefore, we need to study the Shastra. Astik Vijnana means Paravidya, Brahma Vidya. Interest in studying Brahma Vidya. Since you are coming to study Brahma Vidya, your caste is not the question here. You are all Brahmanas. No, Swami, I am not Brahmana. Even you say you are not a Brahmana because I am not born to a Brahmana father. That is not the question here. Shastra talking, Krishna is talking. You have come to study Brahma Vidya, Paravidya. You are interested in this Brahma Vidya. What are the disciplines Guru is telling? The Brahmana should have, you are interested in following, means you are a Brahmana. Swabhava wise you are Brahmana. You are a Guna Brahmana. Guna Brahmana is most superior than Jati Brahmana. Jati Brahmana is because of father, mother. But Guna Brahmana is because of you, yourself. I want to claim myself Brahmana because of my father and mother or because of myself? Tell me. You want to be Brahmana by dependently or independently? இப்படி சொன்னால் நல்ல குத்து யூ வாண்ட் டு கிளைம் பிராமணா இண்டிபெண்ட்லி ஆர் டிபெண்ட்லி என்ன இண்டிபெண்ட்லி இண்டிபெண்ட்லி வென் யூ கேன் கிளைம் பிராமணா நாட் ஐ எம் பார்ன் டு மை ஃபாதர் பிகாஸ் மை ஃபாதர் பிராமணா மை மதர் பிராமணா யூ கேன் நாட் கிளைம் அவர் பிராமணா ஐ வாண்ட் டு கிளைம் இண்டிபெண்ட்லி ஐ ஆம் பிராமணா பை பிராமண குண குண பிராமணா இஸ் த பெஸ்ட் இன் த human being. That's why I want to Guna Brahmana. Now you, what are all of you? You are all Guna Brahmanas. Why? Sattva Guna, learning, Paravidya, you want to come and learn here. Therefore, you don't get confusion. Vanna Swamini, nana Brahmana, illiya. Innu padikkanum. Appave, don't come to decision. You have to study further. Then, Astikyam, faith in the Shastra, scriptures, Shraddha. There is a Shraddha Suktam. Shraddha Suktam, after Upanayanam, this boy has to chant Shraddha Suktam. Shraddha Devi is there. That means Shraddha Devi, I invoke her, O Mother, please give me Shraddha in scriptures, in Vedas. So that I will get Brahma Jnanam. And the Astikya Buddhi is not there. Shraddha is not there. You can never learn. Saraswati and Shraddha both are very close. Very close. Brahma Karma Swabhavajam. All these are the duties of Brahmanas. Brahma Karma. You know, mind control, sense control, straightforwardness, simplicity, patience. All these are, you know, learning, all other sciences, or Brahma Vidya, these are all my duties. If I am Brahmana, Swabhava wise, if my Swabhava is like this, I am a Brahmana. There is no superiority. I am not talking about superiority or inferiority here. I am a Brahmana if I have these qualities. Suppose I don't have these qualities, I have next shloka. Qualities, suppose. அப்போ என்னன்னு பாரு என்னன்னு க்ஷத்ரியா சௌரியம் தேஜஸ் த்ருதிர் தாக்ஷ்யம் யுத்தே சாப்ய பலாயனம் தானமீஸ்வர பாவஸ்ச kshatram karma svabhavajam.
They say one balanced mind person bring renaissance in the society. One balanced mind person bring renaissance, transformation in the society. One imbalanced mind person, confused, deluded person in the society, brings revolution. Revolution. What Hitler brought? Revolution. What Mussolini brought? Revolution. What Karl Marx brought? Revolution. What Lenin brought in the society? Revolution. They all brought revolution. Namma country lo revolution bringing people are very, very less. They are not there. Here all you see Mahatmas, they brought renaissance. And the bhakti movement, you see, all they brought renaissance, na, transformation, the upliftment in the society. That is the greatness of our society. Now the Kshatriya Swabhava, this Swabhava, if group of people, second group of people in the entire humanity, if they have this Swabhava, they are all come under Kshatriyas. Because we need them also. Parvati, strength is required. Law and order is required. Maintenance of that rules and regulations in the society for the safety of the people, it is required. What are their gunas? Shauryam, number one. Shurasya bhavaha shauryam, valor, dhairya parakramam, tyarthaha. Courageous, valorous, chaturata, skillness. Tejaha, number two. Our own chief minister, Tamil Nadu, born in a Brahmin family, she has taken up what? Administration. She loves ruling, controlling. Yenna, Kshatriya Swabhavam. By birth, she may be a Brahmin, but her Swabhava is ruling, controlling, leadership. That is called Kshatriya Swabhava. She took according to her inclination. That is called inclination. You cannot ask her to come and attend Vedanta class. She cannot come. Yen, that is Swabhavam. There are Puranic examples we know. Dronacharya born in a Brahmin family. Pakka Brahmin, Vaidika. But he took what profession? Kshatriya's profession. He took Drona, Ashwatthama, they were all Brahmanas. What about Vishwamitra? Born in Kshatriya family, Vishwamitra is a Kshatriya. That Kshatriya took what? Brahmana karma. And he is the one who gave Gayatri Mantra. And he got so much knowledge, he studied so many Vedas. Vishwamitra became Brahmarshi later, at last days. Instead of Rajarshi, he don't want to remain as Rajarshi. He want to become a Brahmarshi. Yeah, na, inclination. But our society never objected them. Our society never looked down upon them. On the other hand, we respected them. According to your Swabhava, you take your own profession. Those days, Brahmanas, when they were doing Yajna, Yagas and all, and they used to approach Rama, Lord Rama, please come and protect us. Because Rakshasas were destroying the Yajna, Yajna Shala, your Homa Mandal. Therefore, Kshatriya has to go and protect the Brahmanas, their karmas, what they are doing. That is the job of Brahmanas. That doing the Homas, Yajna, Yagas and all, Brahmana karma. Protecting them, whose karma? Kshatriya karma. What he requires? Strength. Brahmana strength illana kuda paravala. Uncho irunda bodum. He need not have lot of muscles and all. So, Kshatriya needs that. Shauryam. Tejaha. Tejaha means power. Not overpowered by the strength of enemies. The enemy's power also is a power. But Kshatriya is that power, constructive power, not destructive power. It should be a constructive power. Tejaha, dhritihi, well established in willpower, dharma. Dhritihi means dharma, willpower. Dhritihi. Strong willpower is required. Dakshyam. Dakshya means skill, ability. Dakshasya bhavaha, diplomacy. Diplomacy to attack neighboring country. Okay, neighboring country in surgical strikes. With a diplomatically we have operation, surgical operation. You cannot sit and hear Bhagavad Gita. We have to stop them only at the border. They should not enter inside the country. Who are all doing? They're all Kshatriyas. The diplomatically we have to attack that enemy, not to enter and disturb our peace and tranquility here in the society. That is called Dakshyam. Then Yuddhi Apalayanam. Kshatriya is not supposed to show his back in the war. He should not show the back. That means what? He should fight. He should not run away. Then indirectly hinting Arjuna. Arjuna, you should not run away from the battlefield. Apalayanam. Skill means here you can take knowing how to use the given resources at given time. At right time, I should know how to make use of my resources. That is very, very skill, great skill. One should not run away from the battlefield. However much difficult, they should not run away. They should face. Then dhanam. The Kshatriyas should give dhanam, lot of money. They should be great philanthropists. Because they have to give money to Brahmanas to study, to run the Gurukulams, to run the institutions, education institutions, all run by the Brahmanas, has to be taken care of by the Kshatriyas. That's why they have to do dhanam. Lot of money they have to give. That's why mukta hastam. Mukta hastam, not closed hastam. Muktam, released hand. Released hand, kudukkarade en artham. You have to give more and more. Otherwise, how books can be printed? Those days, Brahmanas were really, deliberately, they want to live in a poverty. Because the more you accumulate things, you have to take care of them, you have to preserve them, your mind, energy, everything goes for that only. Therefore, the Brahmanas, those days, they written many, many books. You see Shankaracharya, Adi Shankaracharya, how many books he has written? When I am looking into books, commentaries and commentaries, many acharyas, panditas, shastris, so many books written by people, mele oru thuni pottupa, keela oru thuni kattuva, avladha. They were so simple, a house also so simple. They don't love to buy anything because maintenance problem. Adella venda. Padippu Saraswati Devi lovers. Lovers of Saraswati. They always must choose a simple life. If luxurious, lavish life if you have, go on spending time for that. Where is the time for studying, writing, reading? Edame kadigadu, time e irukadu. Therefore, you always must have time for study. You must be simple. Simple life, simple living, high thinking. Ippu enna aichana, ulta. High living, simple thinking, or no thinking. Appadi irukka society. So simple living. We should not look down upon those Brahmanas who are living simple. They are all treasure of knowledge. Treasure of knowledge. That's why Kshatriyas were taking care of those books and printing everything and taking care of those institutions, giving money to them. All these are done by them only. Anyhow. Okay. Dhanam. Mukta hastata, it is called. Mukta hastata, I mean released hand. Released hand means what? Giving hand and artha. Kudukanam. Brahman kitti munnu ime illa kudukkaradhukke. Sampadichadane kudukkaradhukke. Wealthe kedaiyadhu, enna kudupam? The Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are supposed to give dhanam. More and more. Then Ishvara Bhavaha, overlordship, overlordship, lot of Aishwarya, Aishwarasya Bhavaha, Ishvara Bhavaha, leadership qualities. To take care of the temples, schools, colleges, so many things, everything they have to take care of. And this is Kshatram Karma Swabhavajam. This is the Kshatra Karma according to their Swabhava. According to their Swabhava. What about Kshatriya Shudra 44? Krishi Gaurakshya Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam Paricharyatmakam Karma Shudrasyapi Swabhavajam. So 43 RST and Kshatriyas. Then 44 first line RTS Vaishyas. Krishi agriculture. Vaishya is one whose swabhavas, whose inclination is doing the agriculture. Because agriculture, through that we get lot of wealth. Dhanyam is also a type of wealth only. Therefore, Krishi, agriculture. Gauhu, Gauraksha. Cattle rearing, cattle protection. Pashuposhana, that is also should be taken care of by the Vaishyas, according to their swabhava. Whose swabhava is having love inclination for earning wealth. Earning wealth, you have to work hard in field. You have to work hard in the field, in the business, in the industry. Or anywhere you work hard, you earn more money. And provide lot of grains, lot of clothes, lot of things for people in the society to live. Otherwise, Brahmana, how can he eat? So Vaishya has to help Brahmana to study by giving food, by providing food. See how beautifully designed it is. Yedhik namak in the design theriyala anna, vere design enna theriyaradhu swamini. In the Vedic design maathram theriyamattingiradhu. Therinjikano, krushi, goraksha, vanijyam means business. Business. This is Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam. It is born out of Vaishya Swabhava. It is Vaishya Karma. It is coined. The name is given to that Swabhava. RTS. RTS means Rajoguna, Tamoguna and Sattvaguna. They are not interested in studies. எப்பவுமே இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் எவ்வளோ வருமா, பேங்க் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் ஹையா லோவா, இந்த பிஸ்னஸ் பண்ணலாம், அது பண்ணணும், இது பண்ணணும், நல்லது தான் பண்ணணும், அது யார் பண்ணுவா இல்லைன்னா அது பண்ணணும், அது அவசியம்தான். ஓகே. பரிச்சரியாத்மகம் கர்மா. சூத்ராஸ் ஆர் தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் ஒர்க்கர்ஸ், யூ நோ, சர்விங் டு த பிராமணாஸ், க்ஷத்ரியாஸ் அண்ட் வைஷ்யாஸ். பிகாஸ் தி ஸ்கேவெஞ்சர்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் தேர், நம்ம எங்கே போவோம்? All infections will come, typhoid will come, malaria come, bacteria, virus, problems, all vandadu. So we are all safe here because of those people who are doing Shudra Karma. Because they love to do that. They have inclination to that. They need not think. They just do enough. Only doing, no thinking. No need of thinking. Our servant, enna think pannuva? Periya think pannu vendi avashyam kadaiyadu. Enna decision making e kadaiyadu. என்ன திங்கிங் வேணும்? மெக்கானிக்கலில் நம்ம போட்டின பாத்திரம் எல்லாம் வாஷ் பண்ணிட்டு போயிடுவான், அவ்வளோதான், துணி துவைச்சிட்டு போயிடுவான். வேறு அவசியமே இல்லை அதுக்கு. அதுக்கு ஒரு திங்கிங் கெப்பாசிட்டி தேவையே இல்லை. அந்த வேலை யாருக்கு பண்ணணும்னு விருப்பம் இருக்குமோ அவங்கள எல்லாமே சூத்ராசன் அர்த்தம். இப்போ வி ஆல்சோ கோ அண்ட் ஒர்க் இன் த ஆஃபீஸ் லைக் மிஷின் மாதிரி, காலையிலேருந்து சாயங்காலம் வரைக்கும் அவன் சொன்ன வேலை பண்ணிகிட்டே இருக்கும். அப்போ நம்ம என்ன ஆகிடுவோம்? ஆஃபீஸில் வேலை பண்ணுறோம் பெருசாக, நம்ம வீட்டில் வேலைக்கார வேலை பண்ணுறோம், நம்ம போய் ஆஃபீஸில் பண்ணுறோம், அவ்வளோதான் தேவை டிஃப்ரென்ஸ். பட் யூ ஆர் ஆல்சோ சூத்ரா ஒன்லி. என்ன கரெக்டா இல்லையா? கரெக்டா. பிகாஸ் பாஸ் இஸ் டெல்லிங், சம்படி இஸ் டெல்லிங், அவர் என்ன சொன்னார், டக 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 பழகி போயிருக்கிறது, அவ்வளோதான். கம்ப்யூட்டர்ல திங்கே பண்ண வேண்டாம், நமக்கு எதுக்கு திங்க் பண்ணணும், அவர் என்ன சொன்னாரோ அது பண்ணால் போதும். அந்தக்கு போய் பிராமணன் போய் உட்காரணுமா அதுக்கு என்ன? இந்த ஸ்வபாவம் சப்போஸ் யூ லைக் இட் டூ இட், தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் யுவர் ஸ்வபாவ? சூத்ரஸ்வபாவ. தப்பில்லை, பண்ணு, இட்ஸ் நாட் ராங். சம்படி ஹேஸ் டு டூ தட் ஒர்க், நோ, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஸ்வபாவ யூ லவ் இட், யூ டூ தேட். என்ன கர்மா இஸ் சுப்பீரியர் டெல் மீ நவ். ஆல் ஆர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் இன் த சொசைட்டி. இப்போ நமக்கு எந்த ஸ்வபாவம்லாம் இருக்கோம் நம்ம சொல்லியாச்சு ஃபர்ஸ்ட்வே, யூ ஆர் ஆல் யூ ஆர் ஹேவிங் பிராமண ஸ்வபாவ. தட்ஸ் வை யூ ஆர் கண்டினியூங், யூ வில் கண்டினியூ ஆல்சோ டு ஸ்டடி. எஸ் வாட் இஸ் திஸ் ஏன்னா, டோன்ட் கம்பல் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன் டு டூ திஸ் அண்ட் திஸ். லெட் தெம் சூஸ் அக்கார்டிங் டு தேர் ஸ்வபாவ profession. It should not be money oriented, that's all. Money should not be the criterion to choose the profession. அது இல்லாமல் இருந்தால் போதும், எந்த ப்ரொஃபஷனில் இருந்தாலும் ஓகே, எங்கே இருந்தாலும் ஓகே, உங்கள் ஸ்வபாவம் தகுந்த மாதிரி பண்ணு, அது தப்பே இல்லை. ஓகே, தெர் இஸ் நோ காஸ்ட் சிஸ்டம், பட் வி ஹாவ் ஓன்லி ஸ்வபாவா சிஸ்டம், நேச்சுரல் சிஸ்டம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.